he's not back soon, we're going to have to send out a search party. And I volunteer to lead it. Nevertheless, I'm with you here today in the hammer. And I'm back doing part two of The Who live at Leeds. Yeah. And this is another one of our special album feature editions. I hope that you were able to listen to part one. If you didn't, you can download it off the Almost Famous webpage on cfmu.ca. And I've got a whole slew of new tunes for you on this second part of Live at Leeds, because they released tons of unreleased live tracks from the full concerts from both Leeds and the city of Hull in London, England, the United Kingdom. Let me explain that a bit. The original Live at Leeds album from 1970 only had 6 tracks on it that we heard in part one. And then in 1995, they released a CD with a whole lot of additional tracks from the performance, which we played at the end of part one of Live at Leeds. Now, what I've got here today is the remainder of tracks that we didn't hear in the first episode, which is basically the rock opera Tommy performed live, minus a few tracks here and there. But the gist of the 2 collective performances from both Leeds and Hull. I'm able to bring this to you because over the years they've remastered it, re-released it, and have done lots of versions on CD and vinyl. We're bringing to you the 40th anniversary Super Deluxe Edition. Yeah. I've taken some license here and there with some of the song list in order to fit it into our show. But nonetheless, we've got a great set of tunes, starting off with the overture to Tommy, the song It's a Boy, and then 1921. Oh, and then Amazing Journey in Sparks medley, Eyesight to the Blind, Christmas, and The Acid Queen. And without further ado, let's listen to the live mini rock opera by The Who. Let's hit it!
Thank you very much.
The next thing, what's following, is naturally after the mini opera, which sounded like something from La Scala. We'd like to go into the Prota opera. And as soon as they flash their light at me, splash their light at me, we'll go into a rendition of Thomas. The pot opera, pop opera, rot opera, rock opera, the rot rock otter, the rop otterer. Assemble the musicians. We're all here. It's all right. We begin with the overture.
Thank you. vibration line. Strange as it seems, his musical dreams ain't quite so bad. Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. With that, I carry on with a rock and roll song called Summertime Blues.
Gave a magic, I can tell by the
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show you what he could be now. Just give me one night.
Borders.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
Hey students, have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, Athabasca University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Here's something our listening audience might be interested in. HBO performs the music of James Bond February 8th at 7:30 p.m. at First Ontario Concert Hall. Nobody does it better than Bond. Hamilton native Darcy Hepner takes you on a thrilling adventure for your ears only through the iconic music of James Bond films. Hamiltonian vocal stars bring the swagger and the romance of such Bond theme songs as License to Kill, Goldfinger, and Skyfall. Get your tickets on the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra website.
You're listening to a special album feature edition on the Almost Famous Radio Show with the Mojo Man.
That's right. Let's get back to our special album feature edition of The Who Live at Leeds Part 2 on the Almost Famous Radio Show from CFMU.ca. McMaster University Community Radio. I am the Mojo Man, and I've got a bunch more great tunes for you from this live album. Just before we get back into it, let me give you a little background on the songs that we're hearing today on the show. The double album Tommy, which they billed as a rock opera, was The Who's fourth album and was released in May of 1969. The Who started touring right away and called it the Tommy Tour. It literally began on the same day the album was released on the 9th of May, and it consisted of concerts split between North America and Europe. And the group began 1970 by bringing Tommy to various European opera houses, and it was during their tour there that they recorded Live at Leeds in February of that year. Pete Townsend later said, and I quote, "I wanted the story of Tommy to have several levels, a rock singles level and a bigger concept level. You know, carrying a spiritual message as well as being entertaining." So the tour ended on December 20th, 1970. The set list for the concert featured the majority of the songs from Tommy that we're hearing today, as well as many of their hits and cover songs, some of which we played in part one. So here we go. Some more of the rock opera Tommy. Starting off with one of my favorite songs by The Who, Pinball Wizard. And then, Do You Think It's All Right? Tommy, Can You Hear Me? There's a Doctor. Go to the Mirror. Smash the Mirror. Live at Leeds.
Thank you. in time can cure the boy.
There's a man I've found could remove his sorrow. He lives in this town. Let's see him tomorrow.
Let's see him tomorrow. The test I gave him showed no sense at all. His eyes react to love and I've detected. He hears but got an answer to offer. See me, feel me, touch me.
Such great live music from The Who doing their best. One of the best live rock acts ever. And with this at the height of their powers, with the critically acclaimed rock opera Tommy. And this is our special album feature edition of Live at Leeds and Hull by extension. And you know, Tommy was made into a movie. It was made into a Broadway show. It's been done symphonically with orchestras a whole bunch of different times with famous guest musicians playing the characters of Tommy. And it's a great, great album. I'd like to carry on talking about The Who all day long, but unfortunately, our time's coming to an end here. I want to finish with a few songs, and I want to play some more of this. So I got three more songs here. One called Sally Simpson, and I'm Free. Of course, another big hit from Tommy. We're not going to take it. Remember, I am the Mojo Man. I play the best records in the business, and then I smoke them. See y'all next time on the Almost Famous Radio Show. Coming at ya from CFMU.ca on 93.3. Bye, y'all.
Outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on beating his blue Rolls Royce as she ran inside a weeping. She got into a room and tears flashed the picture of the new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on the fire.
She knew from the start, deep down her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
The theme of the summer was coming to me, and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday.
From the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. And her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
She arrived that six in the face while swinging to gospel music that night. About the group appeared on the stage, and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge and all I said, here we go.
The crowd went crazy, Tommy hit the stage. Sally got lost in the police box, now back in a rage.
The atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlight figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage.
She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. Said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. Sally got married to a lot of musicians and she met in California. Tell me all those talks about a bee.
the disciples all went wild. Sally Cook calls his counter to remind her of his smile. From the start, she died in her heart. She told the world walks apart. Her mother said, never mind, your part is to be.
Yeah. back at you, let us forget you better.
so much. Thank you.
Hey, Hamilton, you're listening to CFMU Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew. So on this episode of Indie Hour, we're just kind of going to be listening to a little bit of a mix. I've been listening to so much different music recently, whole bunch of variety, a whole bunch of new tracks, and I figured might as well spread the love, right? That's what they say. So getting us started, we're going to be listening to an album that I've really, really come to like recently from an artist that I've always grappled with a little bit, and without further ado, I'm talking about My Bloody Valentine, and specifically their album Isn't Anything. So, obviously, I like My Bloody Valentine, but it never hit me.